Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The main reason why I'm telling you this story is to share an experience that happened to me last year. An experience that made me more careful about what I buy online. Let's go back to November of last year.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Like a typical 19-year-old, I was into gadgets. I still am. Being passionate about tech and video games, I had a room filled with the latest gaming keyboards, gaming mouses, consoles, VR sets, and the list goes on. To be honest, I had everything I needed in terms of technology. I even had the latest iPhone, the latest Mac, and the latest iPad. But there was something missing. I still needed to buy stuff. I had this burning desire to consume. I don't know why, but I think you all could relate. Maybe our society brainwashed us ever since we were little. On Black Friday, actually the night before it happened, I was browsing the web. Discounts already started at midnight, and I was looking for the next best deal. But nothing caught my eye. Just a bunch of junk, I said to myself while clicking aimlessly from one page to another. The same old tech, the same clothes, the same everything. I need to find a better place to shop, I said out loud before getting up from the couch and going to the kitchen to get a glass of juice. As I was pouring some cranberry juice into my cup, I took a sip. And then, out of the blue, it hit me. I should go on the dark web, I yelled, while a bit of juice spilled out of my mouth, going straight to the kitchen tiles. I grabbed a rag to clean everything up before going to my computer and setting up my browser. I haven't browsed the dark web in ages. I wonder what changed, I asked myself while loading the main browser. Immediately, I got hooked. Many more interesting items were on sale there than on any of the other websites I went on earlier. Of course, being the dark web, I saw weird stuff like spy cameras, guns with the price cut in half, swords with slashed prices, and even services that offered disposing of unwanted items discreetly, whatever that meant. After looking around for some time, I stumbled across some tech. It was a video projector. I didn't have one of those. And it said that it was only $100. A steal, I said, before continuing to read the description. I had to buy it. And the next thing I knew, I placed the order. I shut down my laptop, happy that I managed to buy something I really wanted. And then I looked at the time. It was past 3 a.m. What the hell? How did it go by so fast? I have to get some sleep, I said, before getting up and heading straight to bed. The next morning at 9 a.m., my doorbell rang. I woke up feeling dizzy and confused. That's how I feel when I don't get enough sleep. I opened the door but couldn't see anyone. Also, the street was empty. No person walking around and no car driving past my house. Damn, I guess they're all shopping for Black Friday, I said to myself. And as I took a step forward, I bumped my foot into something. I looked down and saw a box. It wasn't labeled or anything, it was just a brown box with some tape around it. I picked it up, got it inside, and cut it open. A wide smile appeared on my face. It was the projector I ordered just a couple of hours ago. How did it get here so fast? I said to myself while checking it out. I plugged it in and powered it on. It was straightforward. You could put different USB sticks in so that you could see any movie you'd like. But there was something about it. The video projector had some sort of antenna on it. I didn't notice that in the pictures I saw online. I tried to figure out what it does, but I presumed that I captured some TV programs. I wasn't going to use it, so I just disregarded this feature. The day went on by browsing other websites, maybe to find other interesting stuff. But apart from some PS4 games that were on sale, I didn't see anything to really catch my eye. Evening came and Black Friday was almost over, but I was yet to try out my purchase. I loaded some media on a USB, made myself some popcorn, and then fired it up. The image was not crystal clear, but the fact that the movie could be projected on any surface I wanted really made it worth it. At around 11:30 p.m., I stopped the movie and went to the bathroom. After I returned to the living room, I heard a buzzing sound. It was faint, but I could hear it. It was coming from the projector. I took a better look at it and saw that a small red light was on right next to the antenna. And instead of my movie, something else was playing. It was a man with a mask on his face looking right at me. But he wasn't doing anything. What the hell? I thought as I sat down on the couch. But as soon as I did, he started talking. "Good, you're back. I want to thank you for purchasing the projector, Damien," he said. At that moment, I was speechless. That was my name. How did he know it? But I came to my senses. I figured he got my name from the order details. "I want you to relax and enjoy this next game," the guy continued. Then, two people appeared on the screen. On their foreheads were two numbers, 943 and 221. "Pick one," the guy said. I thought the projector had voice recognition or something, so I said, "221. "Congratulations, subject 221 has been saved, thanks to you," the guy told me before the screen went black. The next thing that I saw was a room. A dark room. The guy called 943 was there, but he was acting crazy. He was banging on the walls and on the door, screaming to let him out. He looked bloody and dirty. I was enjoying this movie I got to see, happily eating my popcorn. All of a sudden, a couple of guys came into the room. The next scenes made my stomach turn. They started to beat him with a metal bar. They were hitting him so hard that his screams would pierce my ears. Blood was gushing everywhere, and the man was crawling on the floor like a wounded animal. But the two men didn't stop until he finally couldn't move. I was shocked. The images were so brutal. They seemed so real. "Did you enjoy that, Damien?" the guy asked me. "Now you are officially part of the game. You were assigned number 1344. After each contestant is eliminated, we pick a random number to take part in the selection. Good luck," he continued. I didn't know what it meant, but as soon as I tried to turn off the projector, my face appeared on the wall. It was a photo, similar to the ones I saw earlier of the two men. Under my photo, it said 1344, the number the guy mentioned. Then, a random number appeared. I felt kind of nervous, and my heart started beating. It stopped at 884 and 324. "Congratulations to 884 and 324. One of them has a chance to escape. Good luck, and see you tomorrow," the guy said before ending the video. I went online and started researching this projector, but I could not find anything. The next thing I did was to take it in my backyard and smash it. I don't know what happened to those people.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I don't know if I'm still a number in that sick game of theirs. All I know is that I'm still alive. But I have this dreadful fear inside of me each time I'm alone.
Did you enjoy the first story? If you did, I would love it if you would subscribe to the channel. Oh, if you want your broccoli to be served fresh, then don't forget to hit the bell icon. Keep munching.
Warning. Welcome back to My Story. As we talked about last time, finding out the game in which I unwillingly decided to take part, I smashed the device in my backyard. Nothing happened for the next couple of weeks. I went on with my life, trying to forget the curious incident that I experienced. But of course, nothing good lasts forever. One evening, as I was scrolling through my phone, I saw a notification at the top of my screen. Congratulations, you've been selected, it said. I tried to click on it to see from which app it came, but nothing happened. After a couple of seconds, it disappeared. I went through the multitude of apps I had to check if any of them was installed by mistake. Of course, I didn't find anything. I even Googled the problem, as I normally do when something comes up, but I didn't find anything similar. As I got a call from some friends to go out to dinner, I quickly put this minor incident aside and went to get ready. After about 15 minutes, they were at my door. Hey guys, did you ever get a notification on your phone and when you pressed on it, it didn't do anything? I asked them on the way to the restaurant. I don't think so, one of them said, and then the other one gave me the same response. Oh well, must have been a glitch or something, I continued, not wanting my paranoia to ruin my night. We got to the restaurant, took our seats, and the waiter brought us the menu. Everything looked amazing, and that night, I decided to get something fancy, so the lobster was my first choice. After I told the waiter, he smiled and said that the chef will come to the table. I never had anything like that happen to me ever, but it was exciting. 10 minutes passed, and then a tall, intimidating man arrived at our table. Hello, I understand you ordered the lobster. It's customary that you come to the tank in the back and choose whichever lobster you'd want, he told me as he put his hand on my shoulder. He actually squeezed pretty hard for a second. I never knew why. That sounds great, I said while smirking at my friends. I felt like I was in one of those high-end restaurants. He escorted me through the dining area, then through the kitchen, and finally in a back room. It was pitch dark. Are the lobsters being kept in the dark? I asked while standing still, waiting for him to turn on the lights. Yes. They are sensitive to artificial light, he told me. These words were followed by a loud, high-pitched noise coming from my ears, and after that, I lost consciousness. Hey, let me go! What's going on? I yelled as I opened my eyes. I looked around but couldn't see anyone. It seemed that I was in a cage, in a basement somewhere, with my hands and feet all tied up. Help! I yelled, but no one answered me. I had a sticking pain in the side of my neck. Later, I would find out that the reason why I fainted in the restaurant was because the chef stuck a needle in my neck, injecting me with some sort of chemical. I decided that screaming won't help, and I immediately started looking for ways to get out of there. But just as I was doing that, another person entered the room. It seemed that it was another guy, and he was unconscious too. One large man who had a mask on his face carried him to an empty cage right next to mine. Hey, what is this? I yelled as I tried to get a response out of the masked man, but he ignored me. I just stood there, dumbfounded, not knowing what to believe. After he shut the door, I looked to my left. The other guy was waking up. Hey, what's going on here? I desperately asked him. But as soon as he got himself together, I received a response I didn't quite want. I don't know either. I sat there and thought about it. And then that video projector came to mind. Hey man, did you happen to buy a video projector on Black Friday? I asked him. Huh? Video projector? I don't know, he said to me. What do you mean you don't know? I was getting angry. I got one as a gift around that time, but it turned out it was some interactive crap. I don't like that sort of stuff, he responded. That's the moment I knew that him and I were in that stupid game that the masked dude who appeared on my wall that time lured me into. I knew that in a short period of time, one of us will die. I quickly turned to my left. Hey, what number were you assigned? I asked the guy. He seemed clueless. I explained to him what's going on and that one of us will be picked to be murdered on a live broadcast. Are you kidding me? The guy said as he opened his eyes wide. He tried to get up, but hit his head on the top of the cage. Before I could explain further, Four men came into the room. They led us out of our cages and took us into some sort of empty room.
What are you doing? Let us go! Are you insane?
I kept yelling at those four guys. Of course, they didn't mind me. After they threw us on the floor, they left and another guy came in. When I saw him, I immediately felt like I'd seen him before. Then it hit me. It was the same masked man I saw when running the projector. Welcome. As you may know, you are now part of the game. One of you will survive, and one of you will die. Of course, this is all up to chance. The players at home need to vote. Good luck. The guy said before leaving the room. I tried to open the room he closed, but since I was tied up, I couldn't do much, and neither could the other guy. At that moment, the same four men came back in and made us look at a screen. There, we saw our selected number, 899 and 1344. The latter was mine. We saw in real time how many votes each of us got. And while the numbers were increasing, I realized that more than 10,000 people were involved in this, and they weren't aware that they will die too. Finally, the counter stopped at 6433 for him and 3567 for me. What does this mean? I asked the men. But they swiftly took the other guy away as he was screaming his lungs out. The main villain came into the room. Congratulations, you will live. Of course, you are now free to go. But before we let you out, know this. We will always keep an eye on you and any other lucky contestants. If you say one word about this entire operation, we will know. Understood? Damien, the single child of Anna and Rick, I was speechless. These men were dangerous, and I didn't want anything to happen to me or my family. Yes, I stuttered as they were untying me. I was then escorted through a dark hallway. I couldn't see anything, but could hear the screams of terror the guy who was just sitting next to me was letting out. Apart from that, the noise made by wooden bats bashing his skull made my skin crawl. We reached a door. Goodbye, I heard. But before I could say anything, I felt a pain in my neck, similar to the first one. I was injected again and lost consciousness. I woke up in my bed, in my pajamas, like nothing happened. I was fortunate to be alive.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
But beware of what type of stuff you buy online.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.